Sometimes in the sky, oh, someday, sometimes in the sky, we will see our Jesus. Oh, someday, sometimes in the sky, we will see our Messiah. Someday, sometimes in the sky, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for making your time with us once again. Time with the Lord. Let us begin this sharing with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for everything the Lord you've done. Thank you for your leadership from day one up to the fifth day. We are so grateful. We pray that continue to cause your holy word to rain upon us. Continue to, Lord, open the windows of heaven and to us for your holy word. Continue to, Lord, reveal yourself unto the church, unto the bride of Christ, so that precious we will be partakers of your glory forever and ever. Lord, we thank you. We are so grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Beloved, let us, today is our last day of the series that we are looking at, which is Set Your Heart on God's Holy Word. And I'm so grateful that today the Lord is going to take us through so that we will learn something from Him once again, because God's word doesn't comes in vain, but comes to accomplish the work that the Lord has sent Him forth to do. Let us go straightly to our reading. I'm going to read from the book of Genesis chapter 17. In fact, actually, we should read from 17 from verse 1 up to verse 12. But I'm going to read from verse 1 to 4 for our learning. So let's go. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nigh, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Hallelujah. God has said it. God has chosen Abraham, revealed himself unto him, and Abraham believed in him. Abraham really set his heart upon God's holy word. Those small words that the Lord has appeared to him and said unto him, Abraham set his heart upon that word. And what really happened? The Lord went ahead and established and made a covenant with Abraham. And what is this covenant? He sealed it with a token. According to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, verse 11, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. So the Lord went ahead and sealed it with a token of circumcision of the foreskin of a male child. Brothers and sisters, the token, the sign, was circumcision. Yes, and this sign makes God to remember the covenant that He has really made. Actually, God really made so many, God established so many covenants, but this precious covenant with Abraham is really the most important one that the Lord has really made. The sign or the token of circumcision was a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had. Although, brothers and sisters, Abraham himself was then uncircumcised, but due to Abraham setting his heart upon God's holy word, believed him, accepted all that he said, God went ahead to establish that covenant with Abraham. His belief in the Lord made him the father of all, the father of many nations. He believed in the Lord, made him the father of all them that believe the Lord. And all those who believe, the Bible said, are the seed and heirs of Abraham. Hallelujah. All those who exercise faith in the Lord are the seed, the beneficiaries of the promise. True faith. Hallelujah. True faith. We believe, and true faith, righteousness comes. For the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Faith of God's holy word. Hallelujah. We need to apply faith to God's holy word. We need to set our heart upon God's holy word of truth. It is then that the faith comes, and the faith count by from faith to faith. Romans chapter 7:1 verse 17 says that, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Hallelujah. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. God revealed himself from faith to faith to us, to the church, to the bride. And we have to just exercise the faith. We have to set our heart upon the word so that our faith will be growing. We will grow from glory to glory until we reach that perfection. Brothers and sisters, present, there are some people who still go by circumcision and uncircumcision. They still judge people to be either children of God through circumcision and uncircumcision. But 1 Corinthians chapter 17 verse 19 is saying that circumcision and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandment, that is the word of God. The keeping, hallelujah, the keeping of God's holy word. Set your heart upon God's holy word. Circumcision is not necessary today. Uncircumcision is not necessary today. Anybody who is judging you to be circumcised or not to circumcise is making a mistake, because all those things are nothing. Today is when we set our hearts upon God's holy word. For the Bible said, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision saves, but a new creature. Sure, we have to be new creatures. We have to be born again. And if we set our hearts on God's holy word, the Lord sends down his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to seal us. The Comforter, to comfort us, to seal us for salvation. Brothers and sisters, we were in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised people by those who are circumcised in the flesh, made by hands. But if we can accept and believe Christ Jesus, the manifested word, we will be the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Our confidence is not in the flesh, brethren, for our confidence is in the spirit, is in the faith of Christ Jesus. And the faith of Christ Jesus is the keeping of the word, setting our heart on the word. The covenant made concerns a promised seed. The Bible said, the covenant was between Abraham, God, and Abraham, and thy seed. And who are these thy seed? It's the promised seed. It's a spiritual seed. It's spiritual seeds. The true promises or heirs of Abraham are not the children of the flesh through Isaac and Jacob, that is Israel. They are those who have the promise through the righteousness by faith established by the law. Righteousness by faith. My brothers and sisters, we have learned that it is not by your works, it is not by your learning, how smart you are, it is not how rich you are, that makes you a righteous person. By faith, righteousness by faith, through believing and believing our Lord and personal Jesus Christ. Yes, the true promise came through our Lord and personal. Even when we were dead in sins, heart, the Lord has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Through Christ, the Lord really quickened us. Christ quickened us through his spirit so that we can be his children forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, time wouldn't permit us. But all that we want to establish here is that the token of blood, circumcision came by blood, and the token, the sign of the token of ours today, present, the message of the hour today, the token is the Holy Spirit that you and I need to be possessed with. We need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit in order to become the children of God. That is our token today. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, let us, time wouldn't permit us for us to go. But all that the Bible is saying, that we should establish ourselves in the present truth, not the old truth, but present. Therefore, let us keep the faith. Let us keep the faith that we have today, the message of truth that the Lord has given us. Yes, we are the message of truth, and I believe that we abiding by it, setting our hearts upon it, will save us, and forever we will be the bride. We'll go with the Lord in the rapture, continue with him in the millennium, continue with him in the white throne judgment, judge with him, and forever dwell with the Lord in the eternal kingdom. That is what the joy, that the great reward that the Lord has prepared down for us, that we will be partakers of this. Beloved, thank you so much for making your time with us. And I'm so grateful for your time. For your time. Thank you so much. May God really bless you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, the blessings of the living God shall rest upon your head. Shall everything you touch, your hand shall touch, shall be blessed from today and forever and ever. And the baton is being passed on to a fellow laborer, of which the Lord is going to appoint to continue for next week. Thank you so much for everything, the administrators and everybody. God bless you all. God bless every sincere child of God, every sincere minister of God. God bless everybody. In your holy mighty name I pray. It is my apology is that the subsequent sermons were prepared at night, and the fowls and the birds of the air sometimes do make noise. They do screams. Their cries felt it at the background of the audio that I've made. So my apology. Thank you so much. God bless you. God be with you. Shalom. In Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.